The board and frequent speakers are locked in a fight over proposals to shrink the amount of time at meetings taken up by public comment. That can push the actual meeting well into the evening. There have also been strong comments made. Last night, it was Board President Jim Sampson and activist Keith Jones squared off over comments from 2 weeks ago.
You said two things. One of them was, without mentioning a name, I'm going to come to your house and not by myself.
Thank you. Now, can I say
secondly,
exactly what I said?
Let me finish.
Okay, please, can I talk to you?
No. Wow. You said one other thing. I'm going to punch you in the face.
When Jones tried to explain what he said and what he meant, Sampson had him let off and did threaten to bar him from public comments forever. The question of how much time should be dedicated to public comments remains unsettled. There were a lot of board comments in the fight over the Joint Schools Construction Board. Board members Carl Palladino and Larry Quinn won a lawsuit against L.P. Simonelli, the program provider, saying they were overcharged by tens of millions and perhaps hundreds of millions of dollars. Palladino wants a lawsuit.
At some point, we're going to come back and with our counsel, okay, and ask this board to commence a lawsuit against Simonelli for disclosure. He is obligated under the terms of the contract to disclose. The fact that he hasn't to date, the fact that he's pushing back, makes everybody more suspicious.
Manhattan U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara is reportedly probing the $1.5 billion Joint Schools Board. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.